We are not working. We're celebrating.
We're celebrating.
We're celebrating Martin Luther King Day. And I saw Hidden Figures yesterday.
How
was
that?
Excellent movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Superb movie about Mary Jackson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Katherine Johnson, three of the women, African-American women, who were behind the NASA launches. They were computers.
The computers. In the old days, a computer wasn't a piece of hardware. It was a person, and often a woman.
Mm-hmm. And they were unrecognized for a long time.
That's shameful.
It is. And the movie is fantastic. I highly recommend seeing it. Don't just bring your daughters. Bring your sons, too. I brought my sons. It's a fantastic movie. Good. We should know more about these people. And there's an app for that.
Hidden Figures, the
yes.
app?
Yes. It is an app from the New York Times. And it is called... It's an augmented reality app.
Okay.
So, and I forget the name because it is a really complicated name. It's called Outthink Hidden. And so what it has...
Outthink Hidden. It is obscure.
So in 150 geofenced areas across the United States, there's information about a genius, an unrecognized genius that is somewhere nearby.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So you have to find these places and then you shoot your iPhone at it and you'll find out more information. So it's with IBM. And the New York Times.
So an interesting a use of the technology as well as kind of an educational. Now, where are these places? There probably is nothing in Petaluma.
There's nothing in Petaluma. So yeah. I'll show you what the app looks like on my screen, but it's not going to show you much.
So you would fire up the app when you're near one of these places, point the camera at it,
So
I'll tell you more.
Or there are some, in some print versions of the New York Times, there's a QR code that you can shoot at.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
So there's, you go to the view, aim your camera at the Outthink Hidden marker, either in your New York Times or if you are in an area. Go to a location highlighted on the map so we can view the map. This is just going to be a map of Petaluma and we don't see any. So
you can go. That's good. So when you're in somewhere, where are most of them? Do you know?
No, they're all over the United States. And I don't think they're
to San Francisco. Maybe there's something in San Francisco.
Okay.
That's the nearest big city. If you go south a ways, you'll get to... Is that Blue Dot
one? There we go. There are several in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So let's check one out.
Okay.
If we can.
So you could figure out next time...
The University of
USF, of course, yeah.
Or in San Mateo at the IBM Foster City Bay Area Lab over here in Berkeley. At Berkeley.
UC Berkeley.
So universities. Yeah. So you can find out more. And these are going to be up only for a little while, and then something else is going to be there in these areas. They're statues as well that you can...
Oh, that's neat.
Shoot at. So, and you can learn more. So you could learn more about Katherine Jackson, Mary Jackson, Dorothy Vaughan.
They were the characters in Hidden Figures.
Yeah, Dorothy Vaughan, she was the one that looked at that.
The super smart one.
Yeah, saw the... Well, they were all super smart.
But she was really a genius, right? I mean,
Katherine Johnson was, I think, the most famous one.
I've only seen the trailer, so I'm really not up on who's whom in the movie.
Katherine Johnson got the National Medal of Freedom.
Nice.
She was the one that was in college when she was in sixth grade. She
yeah.
was super crazy, yeah, yeah, yeah. you know, yeah. mathematician. Dorothy Vaughan was the one that recognized when the giant IBM computer came in and realized her job was going to be taken, and she learned how to use it.
Oh, good.
And so definitely
great,
see the movie.
What a great story. That's neat. It's fun when you can find a story that nobody knows about. I think that one of the things that intrigues me, of course, there's going to be a lot of kind of basic apps that give you information. And for Black History Month, it's probably great. So many schools use iPads. It's nice to have. And boy, if you search for civil rights, there's a ton of stuff. I found this one I thought was kind of interesting because they call it an appumentary. So this was an actual documentary made about the history of Mississippi. Spies of Mississippi. So, but it's an interactive documentary. So I think, the kids growing up today, the generation is kind of tied to video and TV. And so they're going to be very focused on, something visual. So this is really interesting. There's a lot of information in here and much of the documentary itself as well. And it's a way for somebody it's actually a really fascinating story of a government-run spy network, codes names like Agent X, Y, Agent Zero, who spied on neighbors, students, churchgoers. And it really was during the height of the civil rights movement, and that's why it is very appropriate for Black History Month. Three volunteers were killed. This is the guy who uncovered the story. This is the filmmaker. I think that we've got to find new ways to teach these lessons that a young generation might be more accepting of, you know, more excited by, more engaged by. And this is a really, I'd love to see more appumentaries. That's a really great idea. In fact, if there's a thread to some of the apps that I've shown on this show, it's apps that take traditional media like books, you know, poems, plays, and movies, and bring them to the iPad in a way that is engaging and interactive. So this is, we're in the timeline, as you can see right now. But this is an appumentary called Spies of Mississippi, and it's free. So and it's actually a bit of history I didn't know anything about. So it's kind of fascinating to read about this.
So you may have been familiar with Congressman John Lewis before last week.
Absolutely.
I unfortunately was not until last week, but many of us know him now because he said some things about Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump came on Twitter and criticized him, said he was all talk, talk, talk.
Oh, man, if there was anybody ever who is not all talk, 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 it's Lewis. I mean, he took a beating in 64 for civil rights. He marched. He was an absolute civil rights activist, and he's been a great member of Congress.
And so he also has a graphic novel, which won the National Book Award.
Now that I did not know.
He has a series of graphic novels about the civil rights movement. And consequently, after the tweet, they became sold out on Amazon. You can't find them. They're like number one on the Amazon charts. You can download them on your iPad. I ordered the three-piece set on Amazon. It's sold out. But now you can get it either on the Kindle app or on iBooks.
Fantastic.
Or comics.
So it's a graphic novel history of the civil rights movement.
Yes. The first one is called...
Again, going to the kids in a way that they can really get engaged with.
Exactly.
I love that. Yeah.
So it's book one is called March. And you can see that. And you can... This is just the sample on my Kindle app. Usually when you order something and it's not available yet, you can start reading it. Have you noticed that? If you order, you can start reading something on the Kindle if you order a book from Amazon.
I have noticed
this one, unfortunately, it can only get through the sample. So if you like reading graphic novels, comics, if your kids do, this is a great way to learn more about John Lewis. I'm really excited about learning about all that he's done.
Yeah. Truly an American hero. And he did a few things, you know, a couple of things. But who could forget last year? The march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, that great movie that was made about it, and of course Lewis figures in that movie, and the president walking arm in arm with the civil rights activists of 1964 across that bridge. It was a very moving moment. So
you can order it on the Kindle, or here's what it looks like on iBooks.
That looks great. Frankly, I would prefer it that way.
Yeah, so $9.99. You can continue reading that.
March.
And there's three parts to it. So, go ahead and check that out.